Over the last few years, more women of color have started wearing their hair in a natural state, and it's had an impact on the hair care industry, like the sale of relaxers or perms, which researchers say has dropped nearly 20% since 2013. More women with natural hair have opened up a new market in hair styling services, and there's even an app for it, as we hear from our own Candace Wheeler.
In case you didn't know, the hair care industry for women of color is big business. That's what comedian Chris Rock found out while filming his 2009 documentary, Good Hair, where he meets a stylist who installs weaves.
How much does this cost?
That's $1,000.
This is $1,000.
Yes, it is.
$1,000 for hair extensions, but there are other products like relaxers, which straighten hair through a chemical process that can start at $50 and up. But more and more women have gone natural. Alexis Felder is a hair blogger and YouTuber. She runs the website LexiWithTheCurls.com. She says she's seen natural hair grow through meetups.
I did my very first natural hair meetup in 2009, and the first one had maybe 40 people. I just did a video like, hey, everybody come meet me at this pizza bar. And then the next one was like 150 people. Then the next one was 300. Then the next one was 500. It was growing so much, and it was pretty cohesive.
With more women going natural, there's also greater demand for skilled stylists to achieve looks like twist outs, bantu knots, and blowouts.
And would this be like a normal weekly style for you, or how do you normally wear your hair?
In that top knot that you just
top
saw.
Knot. Hey, that was pretty stylish, right?
Stylist Brittany Ingram gives a hair consultation in her client's living room. She's been called to this two-story loft through the app Color. That's spelled with an O-U-R, by the way.
Doing something like this is great because I have somebody who comes to my house, A, which is awesome because I don't have a lot of time. And, you know, you can get to experiment with different hairstyles as well. So today she'll just say, are we going to do this? And I'll say, yeah, and I'll wear it until I can't. And then it goes into the top knot, you know?
Today, Micah Barbato is styling her curly, shoulder-length hair into a blowout with loose curls. She chose her look by swiping through photos on the app. It features styles with names like The Sleek, The Chic, and The Luxe. Deborah Shigley is the company's co-founder. She says women of color can have a hard time finding a stylist because training in the hair care industry has focused mainly on women with straight hair textures.
By 2030, more people in this country are going to identify as being multicultural, identify as being part of a minority group, and yet the industry has been positioned to one certain kind of customer that does not reflect the vast majority of women in this country. And so we kind of want to blend these two worlds at the end of the day, do some amazing hair.
Shigley is offering her app by invite only and charges $65 for one visit. There's also unlimited appointments, but those cost $200. But some women with natural hair might not want to pay that price, as blogger Alexis Felder will tell you.
In Atlanta, I feel like we're ahead of the curve a little bit. So a lot of people know how to style their own hair these days. And so because of YouTube and because of the blogs, they've been watching YouTube videos at this point for, you know, 8 years. So when I talk to my friends, they don't really go to salons. They're like, oh, I just do my own hair. So I think it's a do-it-yourself type of thing nowadays.
But DIY types aren't the target customer for the Color app. The company is looking for busy, professional women who want the convenience of in-home styling. That's what attracted stylist Brittany Ingram.
As a hairstylist, I think I want to say this. Okay, so in going to cosmetology school, just in being in the hair industry, when I came out, I didn't want to work with people of our color. Stereotypically, we're sitting there for 3 or 4 hours a day and I get anxiety. I don't want to stand nowhere and have somebody mad at me because I'm doing their hair that way.
But she says working with the Color app is different.
With Color, what I really enjoy is being around beautiful, supportive business women, you know, that are appreciative of what you're doing for them. You know, a lot of times it's a conversation piece, you know, so that gets, like, being here right now is so exciting. And I got that and it kind of overwhelmed me. So I was like, I need to say this, but I love doing this.
Shigley says she wanted to launch her business here in Atlanta because of the city's diverse population. She's competing with several other on-demand hair businesses, but hopes her focus on multicultural hair will give her an edge. Candace Wheeler, WABE News.